What does it say?
While most interpreters of the apocalypse consider the various beasts described therein as typical of evil agencies, this viewpoint is the inevitable result of unfamiliarity with the ancient doctrines from which the symbolism is derived. Because religious ascetics looked upon the universe itself as an evil and ensnaring fabrication, they also came to regard its very creator as a weaver of delusions. Thus the dragon of cosmic power came to be personified as a beast of horror and destruction, seeking to swallow up the immortal part of human nature. Wow, that's heavy. Well, as far as I can figure it, it's Dr. Missoula's dragon, all right.
Yep, it sure is.
Well, apparently, Dr. Missoula was attempting to manifest that part of himself that lay buried deep within the dark corridors of man.
And he succeeded.
That symbol became a physical creation. Yes, little Frida, the power and energy of a symbol is something we have yet to fully grasp.
But it kind of looks like Dr. Missoula's dragon has gotten out of hand.
I'm afraid so. In fact, if he's not careful, it's that very symbol that may destroy him.
I've heard stories of mythological beasts that have existed on other planes, and in the past, they visited this planet.
Well, from what I can put together at this moment, these beings that exist on other planes have a direct influence upon us, releasing information, inventions, and so on when the time is right. Such as an author who says, "It's as though I didn't write this, it just came through me." As someone once said, it's like having your fingers plugged into the sky.
Well, enough of that. How are we going to help Dr. Missoula?
Well, I guess the best thing is to talk to him and we'll just offer our help. He has the most incredible equipment. Hey, look at this weird old machine. What do you think it does?
Wait, I'll see.
It also manifests symbols from Dr. Missoula.
Really? You mean more creatures?
Yes. Hooved creatures. Creatures that sometimes stand on their hind legs and sometimes run on all fours.
What do you see? What do you see?
A horrible creature, like a giant spider with arms like spaghetti.
Yes, the spaghetti-armed spider with a woman's head.
Dr. Missoula has a lot in him.
Well, we all have. It's a matter of whether we care to cultivate it or not. Dr. Missoula is an alchemist and is liable to try most anything by the looks of things.
Hey, come and look at this door over here.
Well, he certainly has enough locks and chains and bolts on the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're going to open it.
Yeah? I think I know what's on the other side. See?
A tunnel. Right through the mountain. No, it's not a tunnel. It's natural. It's part of a natural cave.
Do you want to investigate?
Yeah, but let's leave the door open just in case.
Good idea.
Hey, it leads upwards.
Do you know whose head that spider was wearing?
Oh, no, it was unfamiliar to me.
Well, it was his wife.
His wife? I didn't know he had one.
Yeah, they didn't get along so good. She finally left him.
Yeah, well, that figures. Well, I guess with a twist of the imagination, Dr. Missoula is able to manifest parts of people he's known in the past. Why, he could even...
Yeah?
He could even possibly create every person here in Inverness, couldn't he? Little Frida? Little Frida. She's gone. Vanished. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore?
So, it appears that Dr. Missoula's dragon is, in reality, Dr. Missoula's dragon. As we look in beneath the surface of Inverness, we find Jack Flanders standing alone, in his normal pose of absolute bewilderment, attempting to understand why little Frida has vanished into thin air once again.
Some things are beginning to make sense. All those creatures, that horrible spidery creature in the maze, those creatures that danced by the fire, and those creatures that stood on their hind legs and then ran off on all fours, all of these beasts come from the depths of Dr. Missoula's own being. Just as every man has ogres he wishes not to expose, Dr. Missoula has chosen to deliberately reach inside himself and bring them into the light. Oh, speaking of light, with little Frida gone, I can't see a thing. I better retrace my steps and return to the lab. So the only problem now seems to be how many of these creatures have gotten out of hand, like his dragon. Wait a minute. I just thought of something. Dr. Missoula could manifest a likeness of Meanie Eenie, and that might explain who was chasing me with a meat cleaver. But what would be the motivation? I'm no threat. Am I? Holy Toledo! What's that?
Meanwhile, back at the Inverness Mansion.
Why, Dr. Missoula, what's wrong?
What? Oh,
you jumped.
I must have dozed off for a second.
Really? But tell me, Dr. Missoula, just what are you going to do about your dragon?
I'll put him back where he come from.
But he's grown enormous.
It's those vibrations from that temple. The cave draws them in, and he feeds off them and gets fatter by the day.
Then I should think you should do something and do it quickly.
I'll get him this time. At the far end of his cave, near the main laboratory's back door, I've installed an alarm system. When he gets near enough, the one-way beam will be broken. And then the cave becomes like a giant hellhole of walloping enormous speakers filled with insane laughter. The dragon can't stand being laughed at, and he will rush to the source, and that's when I turn all the power on him.
You feel that will do the trick?
Who knows? If not, we've got a problem. Hark! My vest pocket alarm announces the arrival of the dragon. I've got him this time! Barbecue dragon burger tonight!
Do be careful, Dr. Missoula. Be careful.
Meanwhile, back at the tunnel.
I've got to get out of here before that laughter drives me mad. Oh, there's the lab door up ahead. I should be able to... Oh, my God, the door just slammed shut. It's bolted. I'm stuck out here. What's that? Oh, my God, it's the dragon. It's coming. Let me in! Let me in! Oh, Lord, no one can hear me with all this racket. What the hell is that? It's some kind of a machine. Yikes, what's going on?
And inside the laboratory, Dr. Missoula arrives.
Got him this time. Everything was set on automatic. All that it took was for the invisible beam to be broken. Now I'll crank up the gain to full intensity. That ought to wither him down to size. Yes, there you go.
Dr. Missoula, Dr. Missoula, stop. Jack's caught in that tunnel with the dragon.
Shoot. Just as I was...
I've decided...
Where are you?
But hurry, Dr. Missoula. Otherwise, Jack will become merely a symbol in your unconscious.
A disturbing thought, my dear. My humanitarian instincts are aroused. Quick, pull that lever there and open the door while I reverse the game.
Jackal, 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 let me give you a hand.
You can't even see with all this smoke.
Quick, little Frida, quick. Close the door before the dragon...
Aha, too late. In stomps the dragon, furious, hissing smoke and bellowing fire. Dr. Missoula's machines are ripped from their bolts and thrown across the room like paper tigers.
He's destroying the lab, Dr.
He's destroying the lab, Dr. Missoula.
Accurately put, Frida. But
and I'll cut him off.
First your module, Missoula.
It's about to go. Let me see here.
Here he comes. This is it. Let's be loose.
Let's split.
With my leg. All these years. No, I'll fight to the end. Fight.
On second thought, you're right. How do you say that? Feet. Do your stuff. All my railroad alchemist's equipment, my work, my secrets being smashed to smithereens.
Stay back, Missoula. There's little we can do.
Give me a clobber. I'll give that lizard a whack on the skull he'll never forget.
We've got to get out of this place. This whole thing is going to explode any second.
Good idea. Come on, Missoula.
Some dragon you are.
Quick, yeah. Oh, go up.
Come on, Missoula. Come on.
All right. The dragon, the dragon, that no good sinner. Dragon, that's...
Hey, where's Little Frida? Isn't she with us?
Can't tell. She's...
Little
she's
Frida.
She's so invisible.
Little Frida. I'm going back.
What are you going to look for? You can't even see her.
Look, I've got to find her. I'll...
Good grief! What? Up the stairs. Don't let that stuff get to you.
But Little Frida's in there.
Come on. Hurry.
Okay. I guess it doesn't make much difference now.
Later that day...
Jack, is there no way of being certain about Little Frida?
Not until the radiation settles. And there's still the danger of our dissolving into symbols.
That poor child. To think that she may just be a memory. And how long will this radiation unpleasantry exist?
It's impossible to say. Dr. Missoula is out by the cave where the temple once stood.
Where the temple once stood?
Yes. I guess the blast was so strong it came roaring out of the cave and just took the temple with it.
Oh, that ancient symbol of...
Well, at least it didn't blow the mountain apart. And Inverness, too, for that matter.
Oh, I don't know what to say. He's such a boggle-brained blunderer. There'll be no more alchemy practiced on these grounds, my God! Jives! More tea! Oh, I must control myself. Well, Jack, your visit to Inverness has been a rather sad experience, I'm afraid.
Well, we can't be certain about Little Frida. Perhaps somehow she did escape.
Yes, God willing. But for that matter, the dragon may have escaped too.
No, I doubt it.
And the Madonna Vampira. She is gone, isn't she?
Well, that's the one thing I don't understand, Auntie. I saw her body lying dead in that lotus land. And I saw Lord Jowls alive. Somehow I've got to get back there.
Yes.
But how? I don't know. It makes me so weary just to think about all that I went through the first time I found that land and its strange lotus jukebox.
How soon will you set forth?
As soon as I've rested. As soon as I've rested tomorrow. As soon as I've rested. Tomorrow?
As soon as you've reread the script, at any rate.
As soon as I've rested. Tomorrow.
Is there anything I can do?
Yes. I'm going to need a lot of nickels, maybe a couple of hundred. It's an offering to the jukebox.
I'll assault my piggy bank immediately.
Good.
Tea, Lady Giles, Master Jack, is served.
Thank you, Jives. Jives.
Yes, ma'am?
Will you fetch my favorite razorback piggy bank?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, Jack, we will be able to shake out enough nickels and dimes to easily sponsor your expedition.
There's one other thing I need from you, Auntie.
Would you have some sugar?
Truth.
One lump or two.
Auntie, I need the truth.
Ah. Well, I can tell you what little I know, but whether that's true...
That will be fine, Auntie.
Ah, well, perhaps if you told me what you do know, I could fill in on what you don't know.
Well, I know about all of us being together in Atlantis. I know that everyone, with the exception of myself, has furthered his awareness every incarnation.
Yes.
And that we've all known each other in past lives, again and again. And now I understand that because of Dr. Mazzulla's creations, I was able to withstand the pressures and strange madness within that fourth tower.
Very good.
But, Auntie, why all this? It's far more than just the task of finding Lord Jowls and our being together once more, isn't it?
Your favorite razorback piggy bank, Lady Jowls.
Thank you, Jives. Now, Jack, let's see what we can shake out of this plump plaster porker.
Auntie, first, please answer my question.
Question? Ah, Jack, a buffalo nickel.
Auntie.
I just love money, don't you? Ah, look, a Roosevelt dime. My, my, my.